This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We'll now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ratchet portion. It's mostly before we go into the RF check-ins, let's go through the pre-net check-ins. Folks that use the pre-net function on the repeater, we'll go through those, and then we'll see if there's any echo link stations over there. Now, I'd like to say good evening to K4XMR. That's Mr. Mail. He's down at Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's in Simpsonville. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up Traveler's Rest. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James, he's over in Greer. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. LJG, that's Mr. Robert, he's in River Falls. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt, he's over in Inman. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KO4RMM, that's Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. And WW4JET, that's Mr. Matthew over there in Table Rock. And KQ4ESO, that's Mr. Mike, he's down in Simpsonville. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's over in Easley tonight. And K4HNR, that's Mr. Connor, he's over in Greenville. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy, she's in the other room. But we do appreciate all these fine folks that use the pre-net check-in on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well and staying warm. I do have a couple of Echo Link stations up. We'll grab Echo Link now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KI4DOS, please check in. Alpha, Alpha 1, Romeo, Delta, AA1RD, Bob, down here in Charleston tonight. I'll be negative and negative 73, Gary, to you and to Miss Joy and to all on the net.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4RJN, Mr. John, up there in Brown Summit. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. John. Hope you are doing well. Be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. I also like to say good evening to AA1RD, Mr. Bob. He's down in Charleston tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bob. Tell Miss Anita we said hello. Y'all have a safe trip on back up to Piedmont. And y'all be careful and stay warm. But do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight, Bob. And let's see, that's all the Echo Link stations I got, so we'll go over to the alphabet in the RF section, starting with Echo Through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Being all on the net, Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary.
DOS. W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet Gene and Taylor's. Negative and negative. Over.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well, staying warm. And W4FHJ, Master Gene, he's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gene. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo 2 Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Okay, it is Monday night, I think. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Catter, North Carolina. If it's Monday, I'm negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4EZN, Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And yes, it's Monday night. Patrick calls it the third Monday. I call it the fourth Monday. And if there's a fifth Monday, I think Dave calls it on that night. Gets a little confusing, but we'll make it all right one way or the other, Harry. But appreciate you being with us, and hope you're staying warm up there in Candler. All righty, let's see here. Let's move on up now to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative since 1973, 320 of you. DOS.
We hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Joy. Good evening to all on the net. We have no traffic, no comment, Gary. And good evening. Thank you for calling the net. Before I leave.
4 DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit. And I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
4 DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4JFO. Miss. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS, WONDQ, Eddie, Simpsonville, be hanging around till all people come. cold here. That's all we got.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Eddie. Hope you are doing well. And KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. That was you, and I think it was. I think I caught your voice. But I missed part of you. Well, I missed your whole call. I got it when you called me, and then you heard it when you said it's all on the net. So try giving me a call again there, Danny, if that was you. Quite holding the repeater tonight. You're not quite on your X. But we got you in the log, KQ4HNB, Mr. Danny Danner on the but you can go ahead and try it again there, Danny, and make sure you own your X real good.
KI4DOS, how do you copy this unit
now? Yeah, I got a good copy on you now, Danny.
Okay, that's me again, KQ4NHB. I was just saying that we missed you Saturday up at Red Cross building. Hope everything was okay. I was looking forward to meeting you. I will be on the side, be negative, but I will be monitored.
Well, I missed you. Something came up and I wasn't able to attend. But how did you do?
I was just plumb tickled to death. I hit the general for 34-35, but my son was there. He took his tech and he is 35 out of 35. He's trying to show his old man up.
Congratulations to both of you on you for the upgrade and your son for getting his. And I'm glad y'all turned out real well. Can't wait to hear you and your son both get on here when you check in with us.
A couple of days before he signs in, he's got to wait on his ticket to come through, probably along Route Wednesday or so.
We'll be waiting on him, and again, thanks for coming back to me and working so hard to get to where I could hear you. But I got a good copy on you now. Y'all take care down there on 25 South. Let's see here. Where was I? Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in and out. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm Mobile and Duncan, headed back to Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight, Gary.
KI4DOS. Please check in N0TR, November Mill. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you. Enjoy and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Rusty.
4DOS. Gary, please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll mean negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
Yes. Gary, please check in Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW Richard Bramble. No traffic, no round table.
Now for DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to WU2T, Mr. Rusty out there on the mobile tonight. Headed from Duncan back to Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. You be careful out there on the mobile. And N0TR, Mr. Tom, he's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello and happy birthday there, young man. I won't ask you how old you are because you might not want to tell me. But anyway, happy birthday to you and tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And thanks for taking the time to check in with us tonight. And then we've got my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. That's KO4, Chris, in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you are doing well. And then we've got Brother Richard, K4ROW, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Link station up there, Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, I get to say hello to you a little early this week, Gary. Check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself, all the net. No traffic in the rag queue, and do be sure and tell me sure we say hello.
It's KA4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy in just a little bit. But come back again Wednesday night. Hopefully I'll be here, Lord willing, and the creeks don't rise. But I get to do it twice this week. But good talking to you a little bit early there, Stephen. You and Jennifer, take care. Stay warm and stay dry. All righty, let's go up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform Through Zulu, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Here, please check in. Kilo 4, X-ray, Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Mr. Wynn, everyone on that.
DOS. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg and Greer. Negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4WTQ, Mr. Greg. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Greg. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Miss Joy, everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73 CU and everybody on the net.
DOS, please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative this evening. It's about sleepy time. 73 in the net. Have a great evening.
For DOS. Check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Golf Uniform November. Say again. Kilo Oscar 4. Golf Uniform November. Nelson. In Greenville. Route to Spartanburg. Negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I got a little ahead of myself. I should have called for A through D. And fellas, I apologize for that. But we got you in the log anyway. First off, I got a pair of Daves. I got W4DJW. Yeah, that's Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you are doing well. And N4AHO, Mr. Doug, down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Doug. Hope you're doing well. And KO4GUN, that's Mr. Nelson. He's over in Greenville on his way to Spartanburg. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Nelson. And, Nelson, you be careful out there on the mobile. Hope you get to Spartanburg safely and all goes well. All righty, let's see. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, or all the way through the alphabet. Either one. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWS. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring. I'll be negative, negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4CWF. That's Mr. Colin up there in Mill Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Colin. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Joy, everyone on the net. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. The location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. No traffic, no comments, but I do have one announcement at your leisure, sir.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to AK4HR, Mr. Mike, down there at Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Mike. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Mike, go ahead with your announcement.
Thank you very much, Gary. And the net, just wanted to inform folks, our WestCars VE team will be having an additional test session in addition to our normal third Saturday testing session, which was actually last week. We had a ham inquire about coming into town and being able to test. So we're going to go ahead and set up an additional test session for January 27th, which is Saturday morning, at the Red Cross building on Grove Road. Again, the same location, same time, just a different date. Again, just wanted to make that announcement in case there's additional hams that may want to test on this coming Saturday, January 27th, 2024.
Mike, well, maybe I can make this one. I tried to make the other one, something came up. maybe I can make that one this weekend. Mike, you want to put a number on that?
Well, if it needs a number, do you want to
number on it? We'll count it as formal traffic.
Can assign it 2024-01. Over.
2024-01. Does anyone need any feels on Mike's announcement? You know that Saturday is the start of winter field day as well. You remember that, don't you?
We did talk about that during our session as well. So, again, I wish we could get the paperwork submitted fast enough that anybody that tested would be able to transmit, you know, with their call sign, but it doesn't work quite that fast. But I think it would be a good tie-in, again, if folks maybe want to test that weekend. Again, it was just impromptu, kind of came up last minute, and we just wanted to kind of give the ham, the prospective ham that's coming up, an opportunity to get his testing. Over.
Like I said, I'll do my best to see if I can get over there this Saturday. I had planned on coming, but I had something pop up that took precedence, so I saw that y'all had plenty of VEs, so I said, well, I'll let it wait. Yeah, I got to go take care of this other. But anyway, we do appreciate it. Thanks for the announcement, and hope you and Angela have a great evening. Y'all take care, stay warm, and stay dry for the week. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. In November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello, negative and negative.
DOS and Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4JBM, Mr. Jerry over there in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And the net. And thank you for calling the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm in Greenville at the moment. No traffic, no table.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Shane, I was waiting on you to check in. N4ZLK, Mr. Shane over there in Greenville. Shane, you made number 50 on the log tonight, so you won the door prize. Appreciate you being with us tonight. You be careful on your run tonight. I guess you're going kind of down south on 85, so you be careful. Have a safe trip, and we'll talk to you again on Wednesday, hopefully. But 73's there, young man. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net? Call KI4DOS. Call says we got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG-2 portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. First up on a clean, shiny, dry stuff is Mr. John, KN4RJN, up there at Brown Summit. Mr. John, what have you been up to there, young man?
This is KN4RJN. Well, not a whole lot. I halfway put up a light fixture for a friend of mine down the street, and light fixtures are, 10, 20-minute projects that oftentimes turn into an all-day affair, and this was one of those. And the electric box was way too far up into the end of the ceiling, and the design on the light fixture was, after you wire it up and put it on, hook it up, there's this metal cap that goes over it, and then two little screws come down, and you have these two little decorative nuts that hold the thing. Well, the two little decorative nuts weren't long enough to quite get but about half a thread through the hole, so I'm going to have to, and I didn't have what I needed with me, so, and I put a crank in my leg looking up messing with this stupid thing, so I'm going to try it again tomorrow. I found some spacers that I can, pull the thing down and get it so that I can, actually fix it. But other than that, let me tell you what's going on in the sky here real quick. Get back over to the right screen. We had a coronal mass ejection 2 days ago on the 20th, which will hit the Earth tomorrow. And another one that occurred today that'll hit the Earth the day after tomorrow, and some solar flares associated with that. And because of all that happy activity on radio blackout, over the next 3 days, there is a 60% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout, and about a 10% chance of anything greater than that. There's also some solar radiation activity, a 55% chance over the next 2 days, and it drops down to 15% for the for the 25th. So if you got any plans to fly in an airplane, you may want to put that off for a day or two. And we actually had some geomagnetic storm activity going on because of all that. So if you have some radio issues over the next 3 days, it will probably only last for a period of minutes, if at all, and if it does, just back off and wait a few minutes and try it again. Again, that will only affect you if you happen to be facing the sun at the time, so only during the daylight hours. As far as meteor showers coming up, there's one on February 9th. It's a fairly minor meteor shower. It will be a new moon, so there won't be much interference with that, but this is the Alpha Centaurids, and it's going to peak on February 9th. It only has a zenith hour rate of about 6, so it's a minor shower, and it's best to actually observed in the southern hemisphere. But there's no moon, and we're close enough that you might be able to catch one or two. Go out. Whoop, the repeater got me. Hang on. Dan, I think the repeater got me, and I'm not sure where I was at the time, but on the Alpha Centaurus, February 9th, to go out a couple hours before dawn and look to the southeast and the southwest. That's what's happening there. Full moon this Thursday, I believe. And let me check here something real quick, get that out of the way. I mentioned a few nights ago about the winter football, which is just an asterism of some bright stars that that occur. And right now, the moon is in the midst of all of that. So if you go out and find the moon and look at all the brightest stars that kind of surround it, you kind of see the shape of something close to a football. And that's known as winter football, and that's kind of an interesting little asterism to look at. Other than that, right now the moon is up. It's not quite full. Orion is up, and Saturn is high in the sky over in the west. And it's clear here, but it is clear, and hopefully, and by the end of the and it's going to cloud up or, up here anyway towards the end of the week. So. If you got a moment, step outside and take a look at the sky. Other than that, Gary, not a whole lot going on. What's happening in your world, brother?
Just let me say, I have had those light fixtures turn into an all-day project. That's not fun, especially if you're doing it away from home and you don't have everything you need. It can be a pain because you have to stop and go to the store or whatever. But I hope you get that all taken care of, and I'm sure your friend down the street will really enjoy it once you get it completed. As far as what goes on in the skies, I tell you what, your report about the skies was full tonight. I did not know that we had had all the sunspot-type activities, you know, the solar flares and magnetic storms and all that. I probably should keep up with that a little better, John, but I don't. But I haven't had any trouble with my radios and stuff. But that's always a good thing to know. I appreciate you sharing that with us. As far as that goes, I did see something about the Northern Lights. Several states are supposed to be able to see the Northern Lights, but I don't believe they'll get down this far.
This is KN4RJN. No, they won't quite get that. It's rare. Every once in a while, stuff happens, and it can bring it down as far as you know, bordering on North Carolina, down into Virginia and whatnot. But that's a rare occurrence. As for all the sun activity and whatnot, and meteor showers and all the stuff that I talk about, I've got links on my QRZ page that can take you to where I get my information. And I kind of keep an eye on the radio blackout. Somebody asked me about it a long time ago, and I never had paid that much attention to it. And now that I've started paying attention to it, it's interesting to watch. There's a page that has all the solar storm forecasts and things that are happening, and these two CMEs, coronal mass ejections, that's where the sun blows a big hole out of itself and sends stuff flying at us, and if it happens to be aimed in our direction, then it can screw up radio navigation at sea, at navigation, airplane navigation. It can wreak havoc with stuff if it's strong enough, and every once in a while that happens. But the one that's headed our way, they're expecting, you know, mild to moderate radio issues with that. And again, it only affects radios that happen to be on the sunlit side of the earth. So, but if you're interested, there's links on my QRZ page, and you're welcome to go over and take a look at some of that stuff. And if you're interested in catching a meteor shower, go the same place. I've got them labeled, and you can find that on my QRZ page. KN4RJN. Back to you, sir.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge Demeter Net with KN4RJN, Mr. John, up there in Brown Summit. Well, John, I'll have to do that. I do want to go outside in just a little while and check out the winter football. because it's, well, if I can see it, it's starting to cloud up down here a little bit. And it's supposed to, the last time I looked at the weather channel, I think it said it was supposed to start raining tomorrow. There was something like might have been a 45% chance or something like that. So maybe higher, maybe lower now. You know how our weather is. It changes quite frequently. But if I don't get out there tonight, I probably won't see it for a few nights because we're supposed to get cloudy down here and stay that way, you know, rainy for the rest of the week, I think is what it said. There's a possibility of rain through Friday. Anyway, I'm looking for a soggy time down in our part of the woods.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, the rest of the week's looking pretty nasty up here too. We're gonna get some get some rain towards the end of the week. And I was out looking at the sky today, and it was clear as a bell. And I thought, yep. As soon as I want to see something, it comes rolling in. So I haven't had the scope out in like forever. But yeah, we're supposed to get some fairly heavy rains up this way towards the end of the week. So. So if you get a chance, go out and look at it tonight. Maybe your last chance for, you know, a week or so, and it'll move. But it'll be in the sky for a while.
Well, I'll do that, John, and I'll visit your webpage, too, find out where you've those links are. And I may put them on my computer. It's always a good thing to have when you got all your favorites in one spot. You can go to them real quick and that sort of thing. And I am getting interested in the sun cycles and all the interference that we get from the sun and what it does and what it doesn't do. You know. I used to just think about the sunspot cycles, and you know, every 10 years or whatever. And I said, hey, you know, I might as well brush up on some of that because you don't never know what it's liable to do. And it is liable to do something funny in there, and all of a sudden we can talk anywhere and everywhere, or won't be able to get across the street. You don't never know, but. That's the way our hobby goes sometimes. You know, we don't know what we're doing with propagation and everything that affects the radio waves.
This is KN4RJN. Well, roger that. And I also have a link there for the solar eclipse April 8th, which in North and South Carolina you see a little bit of it. You won't see it totally, but I'm actually traveling north to go visit my mother-in-law because she's right in the path of totality for the solar eclipse on the April the 8th. And there's a link there that will take you to a map, and you can see where the total solar eclipse is and how much of it you can see outside of the path of totality and where you can go if you want to see the total thing. So you get a chance, check that out. And other than that, Gary, you tell Miss Joy I said hi. 73s to everybody, and I will back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Friday, Mr. John. Well, I enjoyed talking with you this evening. Don't get to talk to you as often as we used to, but I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us from up there in Brown Summit. You are a regular on here, and we really appreciate you, and we do appreciate the reports on what's going on in the skies as well. So you take care. I will relay your message in there to Joy, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73 there, young man. Have a great evening. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf, that's KN4, UBG. Big Kevin, bounce in. I'll be negative and negative about your mobile around. 73 is everybody on the net, and I hope you're doing well, Gig.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KN4 UBG, Mr. Kevin, out there on the mobile down there around Fountain Inn tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Kevin. You be careful out there on the mobile, and have a great evening and a wonderful week, and stay warm. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On the stop is KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, over there in Greer. Now, Mr. Larry, what have you been up to today there, young man?
OS and everybody on the net. It is marvelous to be here. I am just so happy. Whatever you call the net, I'll put it that way. It's always a good night. It made most especially good because tonight, John graced us with a sky report. I really do look forward to those. They send me to the internet quite often. I have no optics that I can gain any advantage over my natural eyesight. So going out when it's not as the weather has been lately, pleasant, it's nice to see some shooting stars or meteors once in a while. I figure most of the celestial objects, I'll just have to wait until I leave here to see those things. anyway, I did enjoy your conversation. I have something to add, something that I may have mentioned before, but it's timely now, and I can mention it again. It seems that there is an astrophysicist, a PhD, also a ham, also a woman, has a fabulous YouTube channel. I have spent many hours watching her videos, and most recently about these two solar mass ejections that are headed our way, coming tomorrow and perhaps tearing up the radio for the next couple of days. Her name is Dr. Tamitha. That's kind of an odd spelling or whatever. T-A-M-I-T-H-A. Tamitha Skov, S-K-O-V. Her call sign is WX6SWW. And that stands for, I like this also, WX, of course, for weather, the area 6, and Space Weather Woman. That's her, that's what people call her, Space Weather Woman. And she does a really fine job. She has access to all kinds of fabulous instrumentation and presents these, well, I guess they're not anomalies, because when the sun acts up, it's just doing what the sun does, right? But it seems to be, since we are often in the target of some of its activity, it seems to be ominous, you know? And it could be, you know, the Carrington event was in another century. But it really tore the place up, and if we get anything like that, with all the electronics that are living in our homes today, the electrical grid that is, all that happened back then, it burned up a few telephone wires. But it could really do havoc. And you just have to keep yourself aware, I suppose. Anyway, her YouTube channel is, I don't know, there could be hundreds of things there. The most recent one is on this space weather that we're about to be graced with, I suppose. John's point of having a soggy time Yeah, that's coming. And I knew looking at the weather forecast for the next, you know, 6 or 7 days, we're going to get nicer temperatures, but we're going to pay for it. It's not going to be nice and clear. It's not going to be cloudy. It's going to be pouring rain, a lot of that. Anyhow, I do enjoy your nets, whichever night you call it, Gary. KK4JBQ.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, but KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Well, Larry, I enjoy calling it, and, you know, we're down a net controller or two, and didn't have anybody to cover the second part of the month. And, you know, Duncan calls a great net on Monday nights, the first couple of Mondays. And then Patrick and I decided we'd step up and help Dave out a little bit, give him a little bit of a break. And Patrick will call it the third Monday, and I call it the fourth, and Dave calls it the fifth, if there's a fifth Monday in the month. So it kind of helps everybody out, and still like to get another controller in here. But you know, it'll happen if it's supposed to. If it ain't supposed to, it ain't gonna happen anyway. I'll leave it at that. But let's see here. Gosh, the space weather woman, a weather space woman. I can't remember which way you said that now. Anyway, I'll have to look that up on the internet, see if I can find her YouTube channel, because there's always good information coming out. It's not unusual for somebody that is a physicist and rocket scientist and somebody that's into that sort of thing, having their ham license. I'll tell you something that you may not know. You may know it already. But there's a, I don't know if you watched the program Moonshiners or not, but there's a moonshiner on there. I think he just passed away. But he was a ham, and he really loved his ham radio equipment. And his name was Jim Tom.
That's all new to me, so I don't have anything to compare it to. So continue.
Kind of strange that we've got people in all walks of life in this beautiful hobby of ours. You know, from somebody that makes bootleg liquor out in the woods somewhere, all the way up to a rocket scientist. Well, we got everybody, anybody and everybody in here.
Yeah, that's true. And the more you investigate different things that might appeal to you, whether it's, field day is coming up. So you look up field day, and it just opens up another door. What's behind that door? It's people you've never heard of. It's all the things that they're interested in, as well as amateur radio, all the things that they perhaps have done. And this hobby, it seems to grow every day. New things. I subscribe to a podcast. Let's see, what's that called? It'll pop into my head. I subscribe to a podcast called This Week in Amateur Radio. And it's there's a similar one put out by the ARRL. But this one, This Week in Amateur Radio, has been going on for, a dozen years or more. And there's so many interesting parts and pieces. There's probably as many as 10 people who contribute to that. And the way I understand it, they record their section, and then it goes back to someone who puts it all together. And it's intended to be made available to repeaters. It's repeated on, you know, some schedule that's convenient for whomever is the net control manager, perhaps, like Dave. And at a certain time, it is aired with pauses for the repeater to call it, you know, to identify itself. Very well put together. That contributes from Australia. And I don't know much about Australia. I know it's a continent. I know it's on the other side of the world. I know it's thought to be quite a catch if you happen to make a contact, if you're a DXer and make a contact with someone on the other side of the world. But this fellow he's educated me on what amateur radio is like in Australia. It's very different from here. Here, you take a few tests and you get a license. In Australia, you take a few tests and you pay dearly to hold that license. It's, you know, hundreds of dollars. So it kind of, you know, the way the rest of the world works is quite different. And very often you'll find that you're in a pretty good place. And I like that when that's pointed out that I live in one of the most fabulous places that I could have been born, you know. And there are so many other people on the earth, billions and billions. I just happen to be born here. It's a good fortune to be born in this country at this time. Now we have our ups and downs and ins and outs. And we don't all see the same, you know, with the same eyeballs, for sure. But still, this is a fine place to be. And amateur radio is a fine hobby. Some people make more than a hobby of it, if you know what I mean. They just go above and beyond. It isn't just what they can do for themselves. It's what they can do for other people. And that's wonderful to hear about. I've talked with a local ham recently who has had an opportunity to contribute much more. He's involved in Aries. So he's had an opportunity to contribute much more than he has been doing, and he jumped at the opportunity. It's going to mean, you know, a greater commitment on his part. But, you know, I know this guy, and he's, you know, giving of himself. And that's inspirational. It really is. Well, enough of that. We've gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Certainly, if there's anyone out there who hasn't checked in, give them another chance, Gary, and let's get them in the log. You have yourself a good night. Thanks again for calling the net. This is KK4 JBQ.
AOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for KK4 JBQ, Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Well, Larry, this hobby is just absolutely amazing. And I have been very fortunate. I've got to go outside of this country and go to several different countries around the world. And I have been to Australia. And it's a beautiful place and a beautiful people. And but I was not a ham at that time. I was in the military, and I didn't care anything about getting my ham license at that time. But that's another story, but I have been over there, and they do things a little bit differently than we do. That's the truth. And, you know, it's, I've told people time and time and time again, you know, that, you know, they start downgrading our country and knocking it, you know, to, telling me how bad it is, and I look at them and I said, have you ever been out of the country? Most times they say no. And I said, well, what you need to do is you need to go out of the country. Go to another country. Go across the border, either northern or southern. You don't have to go any further than that. You know, I mean, you know, that's far enough. But, you know, go to some other country and see how those folks live. And then come back and tell me how bad we got it. So I agree with you. You know, we're very fortunate to be born here. And, you know, everybody else, not everybody, but a lot of folks in other countries, that's why we have so many immigrants coming in, is everybody wants to live here. You know, they want to leave their country and come to this one. You know, not everybody, of course, but a lot of folks. And so it makes a big difference. But anyway, we really enjoy our ham radios over here. I'm glad that that they have made a few changes. You know, there's a lot of folks that I know personally that would not be hams now if they still had to take the Morse code test. Yeah, you know, like the novices used to. You know, we used to have five classes of license. Started off with novice, and then it went to tech, and then it went to general, then it went to advanced, and then it went to extra. And I know a bunch of folks now that are advanced class that will not upgrade to extra because, you know, what they had to do to get their advanced license was harder than getting their extra now. So, you know, it's a